multiple special guests joining me in studio today to talk about the Jackson Center for the Arts. And so when I have multiple special guests, I let their voice introduce them as well. So
I'm Linda Clarkson
and Kathy Franson.
Thank you both for coming in to talk JCA. And so Linda, you are the founder of, or a founder?
Yes.
Okay, a founder.
Well, sort of. It was sort of my idea originally. It took a lot of other, but started out with, I had been teaching preschool and early childhood family ed for years and years. And then I retired early and missed the kids. And my absolute favorite thing about teaching kids is watching them get something, watching them learn. So, and to me, art was always the area that everybody learned from and everybody could do and everybody could have success with. So when I retired, I really missed it. And a friend and I started some classes at the, we did them at the library through community ed. And that was fun. But then I believe it was that summer that I went on vacation and somehow drove through a town that had an art center. I had no idea. I didn't know there were art centers. So we stopped and then I started, you know, researching it and thought, why can't we have an art center? So, and I don't think I even knew what that meant. I just knew that it was somewhere where I could teach. So we very quickly gathered up a group of people who were interested, and it was a very diverse group. It was a former judge. It was business people, and it was a lot of people who are artists, and a lot of people who are artists, and just people fairly well known in the community. Linda Titus and Gail Moore, Cole Behrens, Kathy, Melissa Bronk, Pam Rinkup, Robin Redman, and Sharon Sadusky. So there's a lot of people. I think that's kind of helped us get going because people knew them. Anyway, so here we are starting something that I didn't even really know what it was. Mm-hmm.
But we got some help.
Yes.
And the inspiration, though, mm-hmm. with you mm-hmm. was a very important person.
Yeah. My good friend Anita Wisney, who passed away right then, ended up, she wasn't really an art person, but she did a lot of textiles and things. So she was creative with that. And, you know, that was her art. But she saw the how important it was to me and the value of it. And so like a week before she passed away, she gave us a fat check to help us buy our building. And, you know, I still remember just being kind of shocked, like, oh, she believes in us.
She was supposed to be the business manager,
the organizer, one who could. Yes. Yes. So then when she was gone, we were kind of. Yeah.
Well, then Linda came to me and she said, Anita's gone. Now, will you be my Anita? And I said, you don't know me very well. I'm not an organized person at all.
But you're creative.
Well, but I couldn't organize. Yeah. But mm-hmm. we got some help from to start mm-hmm. with getting our 501c3 from with the help of Jackson County Art Guilds. They were the fiscal agent, so we could apply for ours. That's really what kicked it off. And that would have been early on in early on in 2015. Mm-hmm. 15. And then our first fundraiser was September 12th of 2015. And that resulted in being able to raise enough money mm-hmm. to buy the building. I remember the day Linda went to the bank and received all the paperwork to mm-hmm. say it's our building now. And Linda was very specific about wanting to be on Main Street.
Yeah. I just felt like I love Jackson and I want downtown to be alive and lively. And I've always felt that way. And downtown is the best place to put a family place like the Art Center. Yeah. And we had a great.
So we had to find a building first.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We just walked and peeked in windows. When this one's empty, we had, several.
And then your vision was specific to something. You really wanted something. And I looked at this building and said,
what?
But Linda, we could change this. You said there wasn't enough light coming in the classroom.
Oh, yes.
But once we started knocking down walls.
Yes. It was. It is a lovely old building. It was a bakery multiple times over the years. And we think there's still some spirit of yeast and sugar and frosting in the building.
We can smell it.
We can smell it sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, but it was a long, like a shotgun building, and we started knocking down walls, which was probably one of the more fun things of all that we did.
Well, and not only fun, I think it was therapeutic
for
you.
It was. Yeah, it was, because I had just lost my best friend, and mm-hmm. I was in there smashing things and all that, and Yeah.
Including her thumb. Yeah. Including her eye.
Oh, my eye. I had stitches. Yeah, I dropped the ceiling tile on my eye.
And you did. You smashed your finger once. Yeah. So, and then you stepped through something, didn't you?
Yeah,
oh, no, probably. That was someone else.
Someone else, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's a great old building. And there is some fun to being where there's history. We're not afraid to spill things or get stuff dirty or...
Well, it's art, but
the kids are free to be creative there.
It has grown and become part of the Jackson community, which we're very proud of. And the boards that have come after that original board have done an excellent job keeping it moving forward. It's small, and we notice that, but we do what we can in a small space and offer so many different things. But as we look forward to September 12th is the big day that we came to talk to you about today. We have our ongoing campaign called Open Doors, Open Minds. And this is part of Open Doors, Open Minds. And what we want to do is to ask people, if you're able, to give us a donation that day. Or, I mean, any day is fine. We'll take it. Any day is fine. But let's just see how much money we could raise in a day and see if we can accomplish you know, as big of things in the future as we did with that first fundraiser, which was 10 years ago. Exactly.
Some of my dreams in the beginning are still unfulfilled. Like, I want a pottery. I want a clay studio. And we have some of the equipment donated already, but we don't have a right place to put it. Our classroom is tiny. And you get more than 6 or 8 shrill children in there. I have a little bell.
You got this monitor in there.
Oh, yeah. I got a monitor that flashes when they get too loud. It's red. And they're not, you know, being crazy. It's just a small space.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. But we'd love more room. Mm-hmm. We'd love to expand things. You know, I don't know how we're going to get more room, but there is empty buildings downtown. I don't know.
Kempson, do you have questions for us?
Yes.
Well, November 12th, 2025. I mean, you've covered it a lot of it at this point. So like you said, it's pretty cool already to be a decade into it, because 2015, that would have been 10 years ago for sure. And then here on November 12th, 2025, you have this day and this event where you can support the Jackson Center for the Arts. But there's also more beyond that, more options to do so if you're interested.
So we have people who can talk to you about options for giving. We accept all donations, large and small. There's a QR code on our poster that you'll see around town. And on that, with that QR code, you can get directed to the website where you can make a monthly donation, a quarterly donation, an annual donation. Or if you want anything different, you can comment and ask questions. Someone will reach out to you about what else you can do to perhaps put the Art Center as a 501c3 and tax deductible organization. You can put it into your financial planning, your estate, make a major donation that way. Those are the things that are going to get us to some of the goals that we need to achieve. One of them is to hire an office manager or a director who can, as we affectionately say, can herd cats. So
work with artists.
Work with artists, because when you have a group of artists who are all trying to make things happen, we tend to run in many different directions at one time. So we would love to have some great leadership, because we do want this to continue to grow, and we want Jackson to continue to grow.
Yeah, Jackson is better for having this.
We hope so.
Available. It pulls people together that wouldn't normally be together.
And we bring musicians and to town that from all over the Midwest and the country, actually, and they're like, oh, I've never even heard of Jackson before, and now they have, and then they ask to come back. So
yeah. And the gallery.
And the gallery.
All kinds of art from all over.
It's just beautiful. And I know there are a lot of people who've never been yet. And so we hope that you'll take a look at the website and see what all we have to offer. Or come in, call, let us know that you're interested or what you're interested in.
Yeah, the website or the Facebook page is another place to monitor for things like this that might be coming up, or details about what all the Jackson Center for the Arts has going on. So they have their day of giving. It is November 12th, 2025. And you can find them there 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. down there on Main Street here in Jackson and celebrate the 10-year anniversary by supporting them in that fashion. And then, of course, like we said, make sure you're monitoring all those different resources for what else is going on.
And we have brochures that you'll be finding around town, and we have a poster for promoting the Wednesday event at different places in town. Please take a look at them and look at our mission statement. Look at what we want to do and be in touch, because we do want to know what the community wants.
Well, thank you both for telling us about this event and the Center for the Arts in general here in Jackson, kind of how it got started and how it got to this day of giving on November 12, 2025. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
That's Kathy Franzen and Linda Clark C. and telling us all about it. Thank you out there for listening.